Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday night at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon, Virginia, in the southwest corner of the state. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And I've got a bunch picked out. I'm kind of juggling CDs tonight, so you maybe if you have a few breaks in here. I'm going to start right off with Tracy Chapman. And I think of the name of the song as Sorry. And it's just a poignant song, and I love it very much. I'm thinking of rewriting the words to a whole different meaning, but the poignancy will come through, and the word sorry will stay, because that, I think, is what makes this song really fly.
Sorry is all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry forgive me.
The real name of that song is Baby Can I Hold You Tonight, and I just find it a great song. Next up is the song I ended last week's show with. It's called Alimony by Ry Cooter, and I don't know what to say about the song. It captures me. I like it a lot. It's one of the stranger things I play on the show, so I hope you get a kick out of it, or at least find it interesting. It's called Alimony.
Look at this one. Look at that one. Tell me, do they look like me? All my friends say, don't you worry. Sell that, testify for me. Well, I wonder, where's all my friends? Had it in for me.
Was Alimony by Ry Cooter. And next up is Johnny Cash singing Any Old Wind That Blows. I don't know why this song has always captured me so much. maybe my history with women might have something to do with it. But in any case, I think it's not Johnny Cash's usual style, but it shows his talent as an artist, and I think it's a great use of his voice. So one of my favorite songs, Any Old Wind That Blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that warm blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. No rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash, Any Old Wind That Blows. Next up is a fun song. It's Eddie Raven singing the Bayou Boys. And I didn't have a childhood like this. My teenage years were, I had a good time and did a lot of fun things. But I wouldn't call us wild, not by any kind of standards. But the Bayou Boys, the singer and his friend had a car. the start of the song is that he discovered girls. He said, "I quit baseball and threw down my glove because I discovered love." And from then on, the Bayou Boys apparently had a really fun time. And so maybe some of you had lives like this, and those of you didn't, like me, kind of envied those who did. Here we go.
Walked out in the cane. Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered girls and I got into love. Me and my friend Albo, he's the one who had the car. We made all the dances, we made all the bars. Told each other secrets and we wore each other's clothes. One night I stole his woman. I wonder if he knows. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew the might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Dangerous with those dark seductive eyes. She had me saying maybe babe before I realized. She loved me so deeply and I tried to hold on. But changing don't come easy when you've been this way so long. Sleep all day, we run all night, chasing the letters cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew the might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys.
Eddie Raven with the Bayou Boys. Next up is one of my favorite musicians, Lisa Schneckenberger. Lord, I'd change my name. Schneckenberger? But Lisa Schneckenberger can have any name she wants. I've been on two music weekends where she played. She's a fiddler and a singer and just bubbling with talent and personality. And she's cute as she can be, tiny little woman. Master fiddler. That's all the write-ups talk about her being one of the top fiddlers of her generation. She went to, the Berklee School of Music, something like that, in Boston. But she got into folk music, and this is what the kind of thing she does. In this song, Before They Close the Minstrel Show, which is an all-time great song from the folk music area, one I learned way back, she sings the song. And for an instrument, she plays the fiddle, but she doesn't fiddle it. She plucks it like a banjo, which is interesting. I've seen her do that. It's a beautiful instrument when she plays it that way. And her voice is just delightful, too. So this is Lisa Schneckenberger singing Before They Close the Minstrel Show.
A poster's peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. An old white hat, a stubbed cigar, an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. The money and the crowd ran out before we hit the last town. And this old show has played its run and run the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina. This banjo's got a broken string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more time to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina. Up in the morning, no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before the close, the minstrel show.
Lisa Schneckenberger, and you think of it that she's primarily a fiddlist, and yet that voice to me and her rendition of that song speaks to my soul. I hope you're ready for a change of pace, because the next song is certainly that. It's Big Eyed Rabbit, and it's old-timey fiddle and banjo, one of the camps I live in. This is Big Eyed Rabbit by the New Ballards Branch Bog Trotters.
Thank you. rabbit a-skipping through the sand. The fat rabbit, he don't mind frying in my pan, Lord, frying in my pan. Big-eyed rabbit's gone, gone, big-eyed rabbit's gone. Big-eyed rabbit's gone, gone, big-eyed rabbit's gone.
Big-eyed rabbit. Old-timey, right down to the roots. Now we're switched to something much more modern. This is the Doobie Brothers singing Blackwater. Always thought it had a sinister feel to it, and I like it. Blackwater.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry at all.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk,
pretty mama,
honky-tonk with you all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk,
pretty mama,
honky-tonk with you all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk,
that was Black Waters by the Doobie Brothers. This is probably a good time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday night at 7, Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance for you to play my favorite songs. And, of course, the Wombats are the oddball things I throw in every now and then. The next song is almost a Wombat, but not quite. This is WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College. It's your community radio station. The next song up is a Sacred Harp song, and I always like to explain a little bit what Sacred Harp is. It's a four-part gospel, mostly from the 19th and 18th century. It was written and performed mainly by people who did not read music. Well, I don't know if it was written by them, but it was written to be learned out in the places where there were no pianos and people couldn't read music. They'd have a music school, and they'd teach them how to read the notes by shapes. Every note had a shape. And there were several books that were very popular. One of them was the Sacred Harp book, H-A-R-P, which has survived. And there are now Sacred Harp singings every weekend within driving distance of here. Now, I've been to a few. I've been to many in my time. I love to sing Sacred Harp. The notes all have shapes, and every shape has a name. Sacred Harp only has four shapes. Well, there are seven notes in the scale, which means that some two notes have the same name. And the Sacred Harp scale goes like this. Fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. So as you can see, there are two notes with the shape fa. Anyway, the first time through the song, traditionally in Sacred Harp singings, you sing the names of the shapes. And since each of the four parts are singing different notes usually, they're singing different words, which gives you kind of a, I don't know what to call it, a juxtaposition, a combination of sounds, and it's kind of haunting. And this song you're going to hear is Africa, one of the more popular Sacred Harp songs, sung by Maura Smiley's group. Maura Smiley is a powerful singer and leader and composer and sings in many traditions, but folk and stuff like Sacred Harp are her home. And this is her group, Voco, which is full of talent. So this, but they're singing traditional stuff here. They're singing Sacred Harp as it is written. You can hear the four different parts at times. You've got the basses, the tenors, the altos, and sopranos. And you'll hear the first verse, they sing the names of the shapes. Then they go into the words. Of course, when they're singing the words, they're all singing the same words. So this is Maura Smiley's group, Voco, singing Africa, a traditional Sacred Harp song.
Now
So that was Sacred Harp, Africa, sung by Morris Monti's group. Traditionally, Sacred Harp has no instruments. And that one, that organ or cello, I'm not sure what it was just playing the tonic notes underneath. It wasn't playing the melody. But still, that was odd. Morris Monti does not stick within the lines. She does what she wants. Well, that was traditional. And now I'm going to something that's become traditional. This is American Pie by Don McLean from 1971. Someone asked him once, what does it mean? He says, it means I'll never have to work again, which is probably true. Oddly enough, I knew of Don McLean before he was famous. I had an acquaintance in New York City named Jimmy Benison, and I arranged to meet with Jimmy so that I could get a banjo teacher. Jimmy was a banjo player, and I knew he could recommend someone, which he did. He recommended a guy named Eric Darling, who was reasonably famous on his own, and I took banjo lessons for a few years from Eric Darling. But while I was having lunch with Jimmy, he mentioned that he lived up the Hudson River in a town called Cold Spring, and that he lived on a big estate, and in his gatehouse there was a young man who was a musician, and the musician had told Jimmy that he was going to be very famous very soon, and that he had a record coming out, and it would make him very famous. And Jimmy told me the story and told me his name, and so he said, watch for that name, let's see if he's right. And his name was Don McLean, and he was right. And the notes, the liner notes say that the song was written in Cold Spring. So, I never met Don McLean, but this is the song. He was asked many times to explain it, and he didn't. It clearly was dedicated to the death in an airplane of the four of the great musicians of that time, Buddy Holly being one of them. And he wouldn't explain the song, and he said, you will find many interpretations of my lyrics, but none of them by me. Sorry to leave you all on your own like this, but long ago I realized that songwriters should make their statements and move on, maintaining a dignified silence. So that's all we know about the song. But it caught me the first time I heard it, and it has caught me ever since. So this is American Pie by Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have above, if the Bible tells you so? How do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume, while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? Smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
That was it. Truly a classic. American Pie by Don McLean. All sorts of references in there of different, you know, Helter Skelter and just our entire culture for 20 years. The Big Bopper and Buddy Holly all died in 1959, and the song was published in 71. So there was 12 years of history that he managed to put in there too. Next up is a current, or to me current, country song. It's As She's Walking Away by Alan Jackson. It's sung by the Zach, features Alan Jackson, sung by the Zach Brown Band. And it's a story, and it's a message to us guys, and maybe to girls too, but to the guys in particular, saying, if you do see someone and she captures your heart instantly, or you think that she's someone that might, find out. don't wait. Because if you wait, she may walk away and you may never see her again. Now, the truth is that, in my mind, most of the times when you see someone like that and you think this is Miss Right, it won't work out. But someday it may. So it's worth a shot. And this song addresses that situation and says, go for it.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away, when your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
falling in love as she's walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mind what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
So did you guys get the message as she's walking away? Women, you'll have to sing your own version. Here's another message song. This is by Joan Baez. Joan Baez came to prominence in 1959 at the Newport Festival. She was unbilled and just appeared out of nowhere and blew everybody away and began recording in 1960. Well, I was in the Boston area. I was in college in Boston, Cambridge, 59, 60, and witnessed her emergence, you might say. And we were into folk music back in those days, the Kingston Trio, the Limelighters, Pete Guthrie, Arlo Guthrie, and Pete Seeger. And Joan Baez came out with the cleanest voice I'd ever heard, and just, I fell in love. And I'm still in love. Turned out that her father was a professor at MIT, where I was a student. I didn't know him, and he also was fairly famous. He co-invented the X-ray microscope. And the family were Quakers, and I'm a Quaker, so I had a lot in common with Joan Baez. Never met her, but I heard her, and I went to a live concert, too, in Boston. And this is one of the songs she sang. It's called Be Not Too Hard, and it's another message song, and it speaks to me because as you go through life, you make mistakes. And in retrospect, you look back and say, I wish I'd done this or that differently, and I'm sorry. For myself, it's not that I'm sorry to others so much as I regret what I could have done better or been. But also, it's inevitable. You're going to make mistakes. You cannot avoid it. If you're living, you're going to make mistakes. You've got to do things, and some of them won't be right. So this song, I think, the message says, forgive yourself. Acknowledge that you're only human, and you can just do the best you can. And you are doing the best you can. So that's how I read it. And the song is called Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez.
Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given. Not too hard when his soul about, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given. Life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Enough. not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given.
Well, Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. The strange part is that message, I think, I read it, for me, it's be not too hard on yourself. But it also, of course, is be not too hard on others and forgive them, for they know not what they do, is kind of the implication. Well, that's an interesting line of thought, and I could pursue it, as it were. The deal is that sometimes people do things that cause great disruption, pain, whatever, in your life. And they may do it intentionally because they want to hurt you, but more likely they do it unintentionally because they're pursuing something that's not what you want. Or they make a choice that they think is their best judgment, and it's not ill-willed, it just happens to result in a bad experience for you. And forgiving them is another whole area. Be not too hard, for life is short, says Joan Baez in the song. And that's another one. So forgiving yourself is one whole area. And then forgiving others, that's another one. Great challenges. Everything I've read and heard and my experience indicates, and I think it's probably true, that this is part of the path to personal growth, that learning to forgive and being able to forgive and doing it is part of what allows you to become bigger and greater and more enlightened, I guess is the term. Doesn't mean it's easy. I certainly have not accomplished it to the extent that I would like. And so I can take the process of forgiving myself for not doing better at it, but it doesn't mean I won't keep trying. And I encourage you to keep trying too. And you've been listening to Wombats in Music with Harry Bai, your host, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.